Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of A Spiritual Awakening, a conversation with spirit medium Melissa Ainslie. Did 11 intuitions start after your mother passed? Because now I see the connection, 11 intuitions, and that was the number from your mom. So now I get why you've named it 11 intuitions.
Yes.
Did that happen after your mom died? Did you start that, or was it after your father passed?
I've had four name changes. So as soon as, right after I had the nervous breakdown, I was able to do my first reading. And then that next day I came out on Facebook and I'm like, hey, I'm a medium and I'm going to start my business page. And here I go. And, I did readings every single day, for people. I did free readings and I basically taught myself how to do readings. I mean, I took the certification course. I learned how to open up to spirit, but it didn't really teach me the how-tos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I taught myself, you know, how to talk to spirit and all of that. And that basically was just, I got volunteers, you know, people were like, oh, I'd love to hear from this person. And so, I taught myself how to do all of that throughout a year. I didn't really start charging people, maybe like $25, maybe after a year. But I was doing this while I was working full time. My business really hasn't gotten off the ground until this year. So,
did you have some reactions from people that are like, Melissa has lost her mind? You know, because not everybody's going to understand that. And they think, oh, she's crazy.
Oh, yes. We live in the Bible Belt. So, and 2017 doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was night and day compared to now. Mm-hmm. And social media, there wasn't much on social media about what we do. And, you know, people still are afraid of what we do. You know, there's places that won't let us in because of what we do. You know, there's a lot of education into the work that we do. We're not doing anything evil. Our spirit guides are our past loved ones. And, you know, that's who we're talking about. You know, I went to Catholic school for 12 years. You know, a lot of people are shocked when they learn that. I wear a Catholic medal around my neck for protection. When people meet me, it's not the kind of person that they're expecting. Yeah, in the beginning, I did lose family. I lost friends over the gift that I had, and I had to learn to find my voice. Mm-hmm. And the person that you're talking to today is much different than the person in 2017. I gave up my gift twice because of people not accepting my gift. But now I wouldn't give it up for anything because of the people that were able to help. I have a lot of people that, you know, message me privately and say, you know, this is in the Bible and you know, you're not supposed to talk to spirits and stuff like that. And I knew who I'm talking to. I have a better relationship with God than I did, you know, when I was in Catholic school for 12 years. I'm not afraid of who I'm talking to. I ground and protect. I have an amazing guardian angel who protects me, who would not let things happen to me. And we just work and educate people on the work that we do. And, you know, the people that we help are guided to us. And it's just amazing how they're guided to us. And, you know, the other people who want to believe that, you know, we're doing work that we shouldn't be doing, those aren't your people.
How does that come to you? Because everyone's a little different. And so when you sit down for a reading with someone, how do you receive that information? Is it visual, kind of in your mind's eye? Is it a voice in your head? How do you know there's a spirit present that wants to communicate with someone?
So if I have a reading already set up, usually the spirit will come to me maybe a day or so before, and weird things will start happening around my house. And I'll just be like, okay, what's going on? And it won't dawn on me until I sit down for the reading and go, oh, that's what's going on. And I don't know who, I don't like to know anything about readings that I get. I have all the clairs except for the clear seeing. So when I was younger, I was able to see spirits and I prayed for that to go away. That's slowly starting to come back now that my dad has passed. They don't want to have it come back too fully because it scared me to death when I was a young child. Mm-hmm. But I have all of the clairs. But my main thing is I can hear spirit. I can hear it in the back of my head. That's the way I know that spirit is talking to me. I don't hear it like audibly, like, you know, you and I are talking. I very rarely hear that, but I can hear it in my head. And it's basically like a conversation, or I just have this clear knowing about, you know, what the spirit is trying to tell me. I can see them in my head, so I can tell you what they look like, who they are, or I can feel like, you know, how can you feel like you have an uncle that's here that's like, you know, 50 years old? How do you feel that? I have no idea. I just know that. Mm-hmm. They make you taste things, smell things, feel things, like if they want you to feel like a blanket or a teddy bear or that kind of thing, they'll make you feel that. So they use all of your senses to be able to communicate with you so you can communicate with the person you're talking to.
Which I think would be fascinating, but it would take time to interpret that as well. And so I could see how you have to work on the ability. It'd be like anything that we do in our life to get good at what we do. You have to continually work at it. Does that happen sometimes as a spiritual medium that maybe the spirit just doesn't want to come through for any number of reasons?
Well, when I first started, I would ask for pictures of people who they wanted to talk to. And then I would have spirits coming through that weren't on the pictures. And I'm like, okay, well, let's let these people come through. And then I stopped asking for pictures. And then I let whoever come through. And that's how I was practicing. Then I would ask for people who I didn't know. And that's when that would come up, what you're talking about. And I would find that people would want to hear from someone so bad
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't come through. And this is the beautiful thing that I found. And I tell people before the reading, be open to whoever comes through. So I had a lady who wanted to hear so badly from someone. The first person that came through was someone who she had gone to school with, and they died in a car accident. And they just wanted to tell her how much they appreciated her for being nice to them in high school.
Oh.
And she was like, what? Now, who is this again? Ever since then, I don't let people dictate who comes through, because that right there was so beautiful. If that spirit was the first one to come through for her, can you imagine how many people we have in our lives that we don't know we made an impact on their life? She was just steadfast on, I need to hear from this person. I need to hear from. And as soon as this spirit gave her that message, then the person who she wanted to hear from came through. And I found that if you allow whoever wants to come through, then the people that they want to come through are going to come through. And the reason is because when you're sitting in front of a medium, there are other spirits who have messages for other people that you know, who will probably never, ever come and see a medium, who need to give their message. And they'll come through to you. And you may not understand what that message is. That's where I love the no's. When I have a sitter sitting in front of me and they're like, nope, I don't know who that is. No, no. And, you know, a lot of mediums are like, okay, well, I'll just tell them to go away. I love that, because that's where the most beautiful messages come through. And I tell them, okay, this is recorded. So just ask your friends, ask anybody. And then they'll come back and go, oh my gosh, my neighbor, their friend passed away a week ago, and this was them. And they just wanted to let them know such and such. And it's so beautiful. And that's how spirit works. They will come through anyone to get a message through.
Because they see the opportunity.
Yes.
Do you ever encounter anything that's negative or dark?
I have. Yes, I have. And but my vibration is so high. I deal with the light so much that it would take a lot for me to feel that. So I don't feel dark very much.
Because that would be the one thing, especially like when you were younger, by trying to shut things down, because I think we immediately go to, this has got to be negative. I shouldn't be experiencing this. Shut it down. When it could be a very pleasant experience, it's scary because you don't know what it is you're dealing with.
Yes.
And so I would assume it's all negative stuff trying to get in my brain. I don't want it. You just want that loving spirit to come through.
Right. And that's what I try to teach people is when you walk into a place. Now, I'm not going to talk about, you know, like these TB hospitals, these haunted places that have like hundreds. Yes, those places. Yes, extremely haunted. But if you walk into a place and you feel that heaviness, that there's definitely a ghost there, they associate that because of the ghost shows and all of that, that that's evil. It's dark. It's terrible. But that's what spirit feels like. Right on top of you, I can't breathe, that kind of thing. That is automatically spirit. And it makes you feel like, get out of here. That is your body telling you, get out of here. And so, you know, if you're not used to that feeling, you're immediately going to say, oh my gosh, this place is evil. And it's not necessarily evil. It just has a spirit there. But because you don't feel this every day, you are going to associate it because of what you've seen on TV. that every place has that low vibration. But, you know, there are spirits out there that just have not crossed over yet, that are in these places, that you're going to feel their vibration.
How do you, when you, like the hospital, for example, when you pick up on energy like that, how do you process that? And how do you process, how do spirits that haven't crossed over come into play? Like, in why, do you have any theories on why they haven't crossed over, why they might be still connected to a location?
Well, I can give you a perfect example.
Okay.
So when, before I got my gifts, I worked in an older part of the hospital that used to be the cardiac ICU. Every day around 3 o'clock, I would smell the cigarette smoke. We would call this guy the cigarette man. He would go around this area that we worked, and he would make the paper towel thing move. You know, everybody knew that there was a guy up there, but he would bother me a lot. And this was before I knew I had a gift. So after I had my nervous breakdown, I came back. I heard him say, "You're different."
Mm.
I was like, "Oh boy." So he kept trying to get my attention. He would elevate it. So at 3 o'clock, he would blow cigarette smoke in my face. And I would like have to cough. I was like, "Oh my gosh." Like, he just kept moving it up and up and up. And there was one time where I actually thought I was having a heart attack and was taken immediately down to the ER. And I wasn't having a heart attack. So we stayed out in the lobby for like 5 hours. And my husband's like, "Why are we here?" And I'm like, "I'm having a heart attack," you know, but I wasn't having a heart attack. It was him. He was actually making me feel that way. So finally I asked somebody, I'm like, "What is going on?" And she said, "He wants you to cross him over." And I was like, "Well, how do you do that?" So my friend came up with me. That was the first time that I learned about, you know, these spirits that are stuck. So we went into a room and she said, "Okay, you'll figure out what to do." So I'm sitting there and he comes in. I can't see him, but I know that he's coming in. He tells me his name. I can't remember his name. It's been so long, but he shows me what happened to him. So he's in the ICU. He codes and he dies just like that. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Next thing he knows, he's in the morgue, which is on the ground floor. And he comes back up and he's waiting for his wife. Well, she's not coming back because he's dead. And so he's been waiting there. This, he died in the 80s, and this was in 2017. And he's been waiting there for her. Well, he said, "Then you came and you were different. But then you went away, and then you came back, and then you were really different." And what he said was, "You have this even brighter light." And he said, "Now you can talk to me." And so I asked him, I'm like, "What's different?" And he said, "Well, my wife died and she's calling for me." And it just broke my heart. All I saw was I needed to look to heaven and open the gates. And as soon as I did, he went running up and there she was.
Oh.
How do you do that? I mean,
yeah.
It just was beautiful. It made me cry. I just was like, I didn't even know you could do this. And that's how I learned about rescue mediumship. And a lot of people don't believe that. They don't believe about stuck souls. But I'm telling you, as soon as that happened, it was like I was marked from that point on at the hospital. And that was one of the other reasons why I had to leave, because I couldn't go anywhere at the hospital without encountering someone who was stuck. And it was over 100-year-old hospital.
Right.
Yeah. But I asked everybody and they're like, "Oh my gosh, like this guy's gone." You know, you couldn't smell cigarette smoke anymore and nothing was happening. But then more and more would come. And then I finally got the job down in the cancer area and I went somewhere else. And it was a newer part of the hospital.
Do you have any control over that? Like, you know, it just seems to me you could go to wherever you go. You might have to go visit a nursing home to see a loved one, and you could encounter things like that wherever you go.
I forget that I have the gift, honestly. And so I forget to ground and protect, but I'm so grounded and protected anyway. So when I go into places like that, I can feel spirits. But if I'm like going to go into a house that we know that there is a spirit there, you know, like if somebody says, hey, can you come check out my house? I can be out in the driveway and I will immediately know where they're at. So like I will walk into the door and I'll just ask them, hey, what is in the back left of your house? Is there a bedroom? And they'll be like, yeah, how did you know that? I'm like, that's where they're at. And so we'll walk right back there and boom, there they are in the closet. I'm just able to do that. Spirits try to hide from me. But I'm able to find them.
So when you were a little girl, that sounds like what was happening to you then in your closet.
Yep.
With 11 intuitions, I was looking at the website and it, like you can kind of help people uncover some of their own intuition abilities. I think that I've always thought we all have it. Do we pay attention to it or not? You know, when you hear that little voice go, you really shouldn't be walking at night with your friends like that. What happened to you? But we don't always listen to it.
Right.
And can you help people with something like that?
Yes. After my dad died, I was having a hard time grieving. And he told me, he said, you need to start teaching. And I was like, okay. So I had some people that, you know, had some abilities. And so I just started teaching the methods that I taught myself when I was learning. They were just after the first class, they were able to open up to spirit. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And so we would just, I would teach them just different things. And then I had a Facebook following. And so then I would ask for volunteers. And so I would, they would learn that way. And so I did this all for free. Then just this past year, I started a mastermind program with 11 Intuitions. And so now I'm teaching aspiring mediums how to do that, how to open up their gifts. And it's just amazing how, you know, seeing that, you know, I was able to do that years ago. For many people, I was doing that for a couple of years. But, you know, to actually see it in a group setting like this, and they're in different areas of their development. But, you know, each one of them have been handpicked for this class because they have to have some type of gift. But to see them, they're all me in some aspect. You know, they all have the same type of story in some way. You know, having my dad tell me, you know, go and teach, really helped me heal in my grieving, but then also, you know, is going to, you know, let these wonderful ladies that are in this class, you know, go out and do this work when they're ready. It's just amazing to see their amazing gifts. You know, there's some of them that are, you know, have even greater gifts than I do. And I can't wait to see them thrive and, you know, have their own businesses. And it's just amazing. But yes, I'm teaching people how to open up their gifts. There's a lot of people awakening right now.
And I think that we all get so busy that, you know, our lives are so constant, go, go, go. But if you take some time and open yourself up, you'd be surprised what could come through.
It's very, very true.
Are there some people who pass that you cannot connect with? Or is there a window of opportunity maybe? And then, or is, like, I just feel like my dad just never went away. He's always going to be here till the day I pass. And then for my siblings, he'll be there for them. I don't know. But I've always kind of felt his presence, but I've had other loved ones that I haven't felt that. Do you have a kind of feeling on that, how you might feel one presence but not another?
Well, I feel that, you know, our past loved ones are going to be our spirit guides, and some are stronger than others. You know, I've done readings for people where, you know, their great grandparents come through and they're like, why are they coming through? I don't even know them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're your spirit guides. And, you know, we'll do a reading and, you know, they can't take any of the information because they didn't know them. But, you know, once they learn about them, you know, the spirit on the other side will give them so much information and tell, you know, let them know, hey, I'm in your life. I see what's going on. You know, they give such precise information, and then they, you know, tell them and guide them and say, you know, this is how your life is going and will go. And, but then there are some spirits that come through, you know, they're like, hey, I want to talk to my uncle. Well, you know, your uncle isn't really chatty. So, you know, but they're like, but I was really close to my uncle. Well, you know, there are some spirits that just mm-hmm. aren't very chatty and don't have that much information to give to you. So, you know, I have had that. And, you know, I'm very clear with the person that I'm reading for that they don't really have that much information, but, you know, there's several other spirits that want to talk to you, or, you know, one's going to dominate the conversation. But, you know, if you have a reading, you know, 6 months later, who knows, maybe your uncle right. will come through. But, you know, I always tell people, and I'm sure that there's been other mediums that say this, but, you know, your readings are not necessarily what you want to hear. They're what you need mm-hmm. to hear at that moment. And it's so very true. Every reading is completely different. You could have a reading today and you could have a reading tomorrow and they will be totally different.
And you offer some other services as well, like tarot readings, and you have some other people who work with you.
Yes. So a little over a year ago, I was healing from a hysterectomy and I was on Facebook and I was getting tagged in this post, and this lady was asking if anybody did house clearings, and she was having some weird things going on at her house. And I said I could help her because people were like, oh yeah, Melissa could help you. And so I went to her house. Well, it was actually her mother's house. And I kept telling her, I'm like, okay, there's children that visit here, but they don't live here. And she's like, right. You know, and she was trying to, you know, everything that I was telling her, she was trying to make it seem like it was her house, but it wasn't her house. And so there was a spirit there, and then we were able to clear it. Then I was able to bring along her grandmother, and they knew that I was right on because the grandmother said something about taking a stick out of your ass. And so they love to talk about that. But I became friends with her, and now she is my assistant, and she's working on her gifts too. And so that's Caitlin. And then in February of this past year, I had a lady message me, and she said, hey, I do tarot. I'm just starting out, and if you guys need anybody. And I said, sure, would you like to meet tomorrow? So we met her. It was just like, I knew she was sent to us. It was just like, you know, you meet those people. Mm-hmm. She was that. And so I vetted her, you know, she trained her a little bit and, you know, had her read for some of our VIPs, and they just loved her. And so we hired her. Here's the kicker. A month later, we're talking with Caitlin, and Caitlin goes, Melissa, doesn't Taylor live nearby you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She lives two houses down from me.
Are you kidding me?
No. Is that not crazy?
It's funny too, how sometimes you don't know your neighbor, and then all of a sudden, once you do, it's like you see them everywhere. It's like, How did we not ever make this connection?
Yes. So like she was guided to me. So me and Caitlin. So there's the three of us. And it's just like this bond that I never knew that I needed. We all didn't know we needed, but we have. And so, yeah. So Taylor is our tarot card reader and she's amazing. And Caitlin is my personal assistant. Just love her. And we offer quite a lot. We work at a bookstore in downtown Belton. It's called the Blackbird Books and Spirits. And it's this really neat place. You would never be able to find it if you didn't know where it was. It's in an old building, and they have this huge picture frame, this huge picture in a frame, and you have to move it, and it looks like a speakeasy when you walk in, and is just so amazing. And we're there on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month from 6 to 10 p.m. and we do psychic and tarot readings. And on Halloween, it'll be a year that we've been there. It's just amazing the people that, like I was telling earlier, that are guided there mm-hmm. to us. And we always ask, how did you find out about us? And the past month for me, people have said, my counselor has told me to come here to see you. The thing that I've been doing is, it's called inner child healing. It's basically about, your trauma when you were younger is affecting you now. And I've been getting a lot of people with that. And I actually did have one counselor, but she's not the one that referred this lady, but she sat with me for 20 minutes. And she's just like, I cannot believe what you can get done in 20 minutes. And I'm like, it's not me, it's, you know, spirit. Mm-hmm. But, then we can go into a session for an hour. And so we did an hour in session. She's like, you did more in an hour than I can do in 3 months. I'm really rethinking my profession. And I just love how spirit can work with people. What they'll do is when we have a session, they'll just give me an age. That's all they'll do. They'll give me an age, say like 6 years old. And I'll say, what happened when you were six? You know, something profound happens to them at six. And so we'll just talk about it. And, you know, spirit will give them some information about it. You know, within 5 minutes, they're crying. And it really brings out truly what the trauma was, what was going on. And we just work bit by bit with spirit. And then they'll give another age. And by the time it's over, we have them write a letter to themselves, a specific letter. And, you know, after an hour, you can get so much work done. So that's something amazing. That I've offered.
Childhood trauma, you know, it catches up with you, whether you have to deal with it at mm-hmm. some point. And that's a real gift
yes.
that you're giving them. So they can get information at 11intuitions.com. And I'll put a link in the show description, so you can easily click there and get a link to Melissa's website and see everything that she does. But yes. thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And that wraps up our conversation with Melissa Ainslie. For more information about her, visit her website at 11intuitions.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.